Welcome to this episode of What's Up Bainbridge. I'm your host, Bob Ross. Today, we're fortunate to have Dinah Satterwhite, who is the tour manager from the Bainbridge Island Winter Studio Tour, reinvented for 2020. Dinah, welcome. And you brought some guests along, but before you introduce them, give us a quick overview about what's going on with the reinvention this year.
Well, thank you for having us, Bob. We're very excited to be here. The reinvention, of course, is happening because we can't have the live in-person studio tour that we are used to having. So a couple months ago, we decided to totally revamp the website. And I did a little bit of investigating and looked around the country at what other art groups were doing and tried to look at the good and the bad and come up with something a little different and something a little exciting that I thought would work for our group with our bandwidth. And with our website and with our web designer, who's just fabulous, she's young and fresh and had some great ideas with WordPress. We decided to offer a spotlight page where our artists could have something special that they're offering for sale that keeps them connected with the customers that they're used to connecting with, and then also have some gift items that are under $50 and under $100 so people can choose from that. But beyond that, people are so used to meeting with the artists and talking to them and finding out what inspires the artist to do what they do. So we have a featured artist page where we have questions and answers and pictures of the artists working in their studios with their raw materials and with their sparks flying and grinding at the metal and painting and wet paint and just kind of a behind the scenes look and interviews at what the artists actually do. So we really wanted to keep that live connection going with our customers and our artists.
Wow. That's quite an undertaking to bring that all around and really basically reinvent yourself for this year's tour. And tell us about the artists you've brought to talk about things with us today.
Yes, I'm so excited. We have two wonderful people. So I chose someone who's been with us for quite a while. Mike Biskup is a fabulous artist from Port Townsend, and he works with watercolor and ink, and I'll let him talk about that in a minute. We also have Gigi Godfrey, who is also a flat artist, 2D artist, and I'll let her talk about her work as well.
Okay. So, Mike, tell us about your work and what you've been doing with it over the last couple of years.
I grew up drawing a lot, and so my work is in some ways really drawing-based. Like Dinah said, I use a lot of India ink, and that would be where I'll use different kinds of brushes and different brushes that I create myself to kind of create almost like big ink pens that I dip into ink and draw. So I sort of have two kind of pathways. One is to do a big drawing in ink and then fill it in with watercolor, almost like a giant coloring book. And in the drawing, it's a very meditative process for me. I just relax and I've been drawing so many years that it's almost like I have a language of shapes and I'm always kind of expanding it and contracting it and changing it. But I have this kind of well that I can draw from. And if I relax and just start seeing what comes out, usually something I think is interesting comes out. And luckily other people do think it's interesting too. So I do these drawings and, once the ink's dry, I often come back in and add watercolor right over the top of the ink. I use a permanent ink that watercolor won't smudge. And so that's kind of one whole approach that I use. And then I also do a lot of paintings without any ink, which has just been over the last maybe 3 or 4 years that I've kind of worked out that process, which is basically just the same thing without the ink first. And again, very meditative, relaxing. Yet my work, a lot of people say it looks really busy and crazy. It doesn't really necessarily look relaxed, but they say, what's going on in that brain there? But most of my work is pretty colorful. And most people that walk into my booth or, you know, in my studio say, it just makes me smile. So, you know, that's kind of not necessarily what I'm intending, but I sure think it's a great side effect of my work that people seem to think it makes makes them feel good. And I always say, well, I work hard to feel good myself, so that my work can radiate that kind of good feeling. So,
yeah.
I think Dinah sent me one of your pieces to look at, and I'm looking at it right now. It is very colorful, and I have to tell you that when I first looked at this, it just made me feel happy. It's so pretty. It's like all these wonderful colors, and it's kind of got this layered effect. There's some things that are transparent, translucent about it, and it's got some movement to it in some areas. It's really fun to look at.
Well, thank you.
And
I
like it.
That so it's you know, after doing watercolor for so many years, I mean, really, I guess 3 or 4 decades. I don't know. I still just absolutely love, and I'm always very excited by the amount of translucency and transparency that's possible. You know, I can get really deep colors to where everyone says that must be an acrylic painting. And I say, no, that's watercolor. But I can also do really, really thin washes and get delicate colors too. So it's just been an amazing journey for me to keep expanding what I do with it. And I work on paper. Yet I also stretch my paper. I get it wet and wrap it around panels and make like almost canvases out of paper. And then when I'm done painting on them, I wax them using a beeswax finish. And so that's another kind of unique thing with watercolor. Most people that do watercolor work on paper, take off the paper, put it behind a mat and glass. But my paintings, oftentimes people don't know their watercolor because I use this different approach to framing, and I build all my own frames out of wood too. And anyway, they're waxed and no glass. So that's nice too. They don't glare at you or reflect back when you're looking at them.
Yeah. And a lot of them are very large scale, which a lot of people in your craft don't do, Mike. Some of them are what, maybe 40 by 50 or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I buy rolls of paper, and because I'm not using glass, it's allowed me to just keep getting as big as I want, you know, and I can, I can easily work 30 by 60 is a nice size that I like to use. And then I build the frames and wax the whole surface. And the whole thing is this tight piece of paper that's wrapped all the way around and stapled on the back when it's wet. And then as it dries, the paper tightens up and gives me this nice surface to work on. So I never have to worry about any wrinkling or waving. And again, for watercolor, that's common. And like Dinah said, just even seeing a big watercolor is almost bizarre. Most people have never seen a big watercolor.
Yeah, they're stunning.
Oh, thank you.
Wow. Well, I'm really impressed. And I so Dinah, based on what you were talking about at the beginning, people will be able to come to the website and really get a good look at his work, the kinds of things that Mike is doing. Is that right?
Well, the website is kind of a portal to the artist. So the spotlight page is where the artists have selected one special piece for sale. And then the artists have a bio page with a couple of samples of their work and kind of an artist statement that will also link you to their website or their Etsy page. And then there's also the gift page, which has some smaller items for sale when people are looking for, you know, $50 or $100 prints and things. But unfortunately, we can't be a full service gallery where, you know, we can completely list everything. So it's really more of a connection to the artist.
Oh, okay, cool. And then it's easier for people to be directly in touch with them.
We've had good success. In fact, my husband is a new artist to the tour, and someone recently just saw one of our yard signs driving by, and they were at a stop sign and they looked at it, came to the website, happened to see one of his very expensive pieces, called him, and after 5 or 6 emails, they're purchasing something that was not on the website, but that connection really worked. So, you know, it's working.
Cool.
That's great.
Well,
yeah, actually, I sold something yesterday to someone from Bainbridge Island, and I imagine they saw it through the tour.
Right.
And sold some prints. And so, yeah, I feel like the fact that you have set up this portal and that brings people to my site, you know, on my personal website, I also have a blog where I show myself painting and and video myself painting different, working on different things and stuff. So that's kind of sort of an example, you know, so you kind of get through that way. And then of course anybody can call me or anything like that. And, chat and Zoom. I do Zoom studio tours and stuff like that. So that's available during the tour also.
Right.
Well, I'm looking at the other piece, Dinah, that you sent, Gigi's work.
Mm-hmm.
And oh man, it blows me away. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at it on my other screen, and across this very still sheet of water, reflecting two trees on the other side and trees behind them, and it's just a stunning painting.
Gigi, tell us
about it.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you. Thank you for having me, and I appreciate being part of the studio tour for the first time ever. Mm-hmm. I've enjoyed going to it many years and meeting artists and seeing what is all the remarkable work being done on Bainbridge Island. I'm kind of I've been painting most of my adult life, but my career was as a nurse. And now in the last maybe 5 years, I've really put full-time efforts into painting. And I've taken a lot of classes at the local Winslow Art Center. And I've made new friendships, met new people through that center and branched out over the years. And really, really am enjoying being connected to the community through art. So this is great to be part of the studio tour.
Well, I have a question for you. During your career as a nurse, were you painting also? I mean, has it always been kind of part of your life?
Yes, as it's always been, I was always practical. So I got the job that would pay the bills, but I've always been interested in art. And there were many years when I didn't get to do any art, but it was always on my mind. And then for probably 20 years, though, I was able to take courses at local community colleges. I've lived in various states, including California and Wisconsin and Minnesota. And I've always been able to take some kind of wonderful workshops or, you know, learn from other people here and there over the years. So, yeah, I've always been dabbling. But I've seen the improvement in the last 5 years when I really put full-time effort into it.
I'm trying as I look at this painting of yours, I'm trying to sort of get a feel about what I would call this style. I mean, is it impressionistic? Or do you fit into a category, or do you not like to talk about that?
No, I think it is probably it's impressionistic or at best representational.
Yeah.
That's what I might call it. But I do like abstract, you know, I have a high respect for people who do abstract work and do it well. And so I just kind of, I always say that I play with the medium. Like Mike, I'm really interested in just what you can do with the medium. And I mainly use oil paints. And I think the one you're referring to, I did on a birch panel, which is that amber color underneath. Uh-huh. And so I like to scrape paint away and let that show through. I'll do that with canvas as well. Mm-hmm. If you tone the canvas and scrape away with these little rubber scrapers that potters use or in other, you know, I find things like I'll use my credit card or an old credit card or anything laying around that you can scrape. I've bought some squeegees. And so I like playing around with the paint, pushing it. Yeah. And I think that shows in the painting you're referring to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful image. What is the size of this one?
I think that's an 8x8 square. It's pretty small.
Oh, really?
And that was at Battle Point Park.
No kidding.
So we would go out and plein air paint with a group. And
yeah.
Yeah. So it's great. I feel so lucky to have this in my life, especially now. It's so meditative, like Mike said. And I think people enjoy hearing about art and
yeah,
looking at art. I had a show at Blackbird Bakery over the summer, and you could tell it really helped people. You know, it was uplifting, and they mm-hmm. would call me and talk about the art. And I don't know, that's how Dinah found me. So
yeah, I know.
It's exciting, you know.
Well,
I fell in love with your work.
Thank you.
Both Gigi and Mike, it's just so impressed. And if this, you know, this is reflective of the kinds of things people can find when they go to the tour online. And Dinah, tell us again about how people can access this online.
So the website is bistudiotour.com. Mm-hmm. And on the homepage, there's a big border at the bottom that says Winter Studio Tour 2020.
Okay.
When you click on that, that'll open up several boxes of things you can play with, like the featured artists and the gift page and the spotlight page. And then there's something a little cute I wanted to do. Like I said, when I was investigating what other people were doing, I thought, how can we be just a little different and also have a little fun? And what I've done is solicit customers' photos of our artwork. So where does our art end up? Like, who buys Mike's work and who buys my work? And what does it look like on their walls? Or what does the pottery look like on people's tables? So there's a little gallery of what the jewelry and the pottery and the artwork looks like in people's homes. And
I love that.
What I thought was kind of funny is when I started getting these pictures and sending it to our web designer, is finding these brightly colored walls or these very dark colored walls with the art on it, and then looking at it, such a dynamic contrast of things I would have never thought of, and seeing how beautiful it looks, and just kind of being inspired, you know, of these combinations of wall colors and you know, things in bedrooms that I never thought would look good in a bedroom, and just seeing these wonderful places where our art ends up. So it's turned out to be a really fun little gallery.
Oh, great. Wow. This is very impressive. I think this next week I'm going to have an opportunity to sit back and really dive into this and look more at what's available there.
Can I mention one more thing, Bob?
Yeah.
I've heard from some of the artists who, of course, are in touch with me by email, but the page with the featured artists, with the interviews and with the behind-the-scenes photos that also have the videos, we've decided to add an archive so you can look at the videos and the featured artists that have already been taken off of the website, because, you know, you want to see the people we had 2 weeks ago. And the artists have been looking at those old ones, and they've written to me, and they have been so inspired by looking at it. So I'm sure other customers have been too. And they've just sent me these most just beautiful, inspired, wonderful emails about reading, just kind of like how we're hearing about talking to Mike and Gigi today. Just a couple questions and answers about their thinking, their thought process, what inspires them. I really implore people to take a couple minutes and look at some of the archives of what we've already posted, and then come back and see, you know, week to week who we're talking about in the featured artists and their videos. It's really cool to see those.
Ah, excellent. Wow, that's a nice dimension for sure. Well, I think we'll wrap it up here, but I do have one quick question for both Mike and Gigi. And when I look at your guys' work, I think, oh yeah, each of you independently, I'm drawn to it for different reasons, I guess, and because of the impressions and so forth. But I'm wondering to myself, asking an artist this question, and Mike, maybe you first can answer.
Mm-hmm.
Do people ever come to you with like commission ideas and say, hey, could you do a painting for me that would incorporate something like this? Or is that totally off, you know, out of bounds?
Yeah, I mean, it's people ask me you know, fairly often, not, I mean, I don't know, a few times a year if I do commissions. And I always say, well, if you've got a certain size and no other restrictions, then let's do it. Because really, I mean, it's crazy, but I'm actually colorblind. So I can't even reproduce the same color scheme, you know, from one painting to another. So if they say like, well, I'd like something like this, but could you use kind of mostly like these colors over here? And I'll just be like, no, I'm not capable of doing that. Sorry. So it's kind of ridiculous, but I generally don't do commissions. I just say, okay, Hey, keep watching. I'm sure something will come along that you like.
Okay, Gigi, same question to you.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna steal that reply.
All right.
I love it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I have had one friend ask me to paint for her husband's 70th birthday, and I said, oh boy, send me what you're thinking of. And luckily it was tiny little figure sitting by a river with a lot of green foliage around, and I said, okay, I think I could maybe do that. But yeah, it adds a level of pain for sure.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you guys have been great sports in answering that question. Because when I'm drawn to something, by an artist, I'm usually thinking, okay, I'm interested in that. What could they do something for me along these lines?
Right.
Anyway, it's probably not a very good place to go with an artist.
Well, a lot of artists do really well with commissions.
Yes,
they do. You just got lucky here that two of us are not really commissioned. I did a big commission one time for some people. They, you know, we want something like this, and I did the whole thing, and I spent a long time on it, and they just looked at it and they said, "I don't like it." But I sold it the next week to somebody else. So I was like, "Hey, that's fine."
Hey.
I like that.
Cool. Well, Gigi, Mike, Diana, thank you so much for joining us today on What's Up, Bainbridge.
Yeah, thanks, Bob. It's been really
thank
cool.
You.
Thanks,
been a
Gigi
great,
and Diana.
Yeah. Been a happy great holidays talk. To everyone.
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of What's Up, Bainbridge, brought to you by BARN, Bainbridge Artisan Resource Network.